السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the reading from Be Mindful of Allah by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali رحمة الله عليه. So the discussion yesterday was in regards to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah asks you to ask Him yet another reason for only asking Allah is that He asks His slaves to ask Him. And He calls out to them every night, "Is there anyone who is asking that I may give him? Is there anyone who is supplicating that I may accept his request for him?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. If my slaves ask you about me, I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. Anytime the slave calls him, he will find him to be the all-hearing, the near, and the one who responds with no evil, with no veil, no doorkeeper between him and Allah. Created beings, on the other hand, use veils and doors to refuse those who ask, and most of the time it is extremely difficult to even get close to them. Tawus once said to Atta, "Beware of seeking your needs from one who will close his door on you and hang a veil over it. Ask for the one whose door remains open until the day of rising. He has commanded you to ask him and has promised to answer you." Wahab ibn Munabbah said to a scholar, "Is it true that you go to kings and princes carrying your knowledge to them? Woe to you. You go to one who will close his door on you, displaying his poverty to you and concealing his wealth from you. And you leave the one who opens his door for you in the middle of the night and the middle of the day, displaying his wealth to you." He says, "وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call on me and I will answer you." Maymun ibn Mihran once saw some people gathered at the door of a leader. So he said, "Whoever has a need with the Sultan, who has screened himself, that indeed the houses of the All Merciful are open, he should go to the masjid, offer 2 units of prayer, and ask for his need." Bakr al-Muzani used to say, "Who is like you, son of Adam? Whenever you want, you can purify yourself, then whisper to your Lord with no veil, no interpreter between you and him." Someone once asked a righteous man to intercede on his behalf with another man regarding a need. So he said, "I will not leave an open door to go to a closed door." With a similar meaning, one of the early Muslims said, the courtyards of the kings are veiled, while Allah's door is a generous veranda." Another said, "Say to those whom the needy cannot access because of houses where they are veiled, If your doorkeeper intercepts those who wish to meet you, then know there is no doorkeeper at Allah's door. One of the scholars said, never sit at the door of the one who refuses to let you enter his house. You say, my need is with him. He will withhold it if I do not wander around him. Leave him and head for its Lord. It will be fulfilled in spite of the housekeeper. Ibn Abi Dunya quotes a hadith from Abu Ubaidah, son of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Messenger of Allah, such and such tribe deceived me and took off with my son and my camels. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, the family of Muhammad are like this and like that, people of a household who have no mud or sa of food to ask Allah. So he returned to his wife, who asked, what did he say to you? He informed her. So she said, good is the response he gave you. It was not long before Allah returned his son to him, and his camels were more abundant than before. Thereafter he came to the Prophet ﷺ and informed him of it, so the Prophet ﷺ climbed the pulpit. He ﷺ glorified Allah and praised him and commanded the people to ask Allah and incline towards him. Then he recited, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fears Allah, he will give him a way out and provide for him from where he does not expect. A man asked Thabit al-Bunani to intercede on his behalf with a judge regarding a need he had. Thabit stood up with him, and wherever he passed by a masjid on the way, he would enter and pray and supplicate there. He only arrived at the judge's council once he had left. So the one with the need reprimanded him because of that. He replied, I was only tending to your need. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled his need without needing to see the judge. What? You understood that? Huh? You're still sleeping. Wake up. You didn't understand that. This individual asked Thabit al-Bunani, I need to go to the judge for the judge to make some sort of a judgment in my favor. Said, really? Okay, let's go. In those days, there were masjids quite not too far from each other. So that chap is waiting by the judge and he is going on his way, but he comes to the masjid, he goes in the masjid, he does two rakats asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill the need of his brother. He comes to another masjid, he does the same. Another masjid, this way he gets delayed to getting to the judge. Now the judge is gone, now the chap is upset, you came late. The answer was provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His need was fulfilled. Where is the difficulty? What I said to you in the morning, what did I say? You have been indoctrinated to such a level, degree, extent, such a depth, that now even your subconscious cannot accept that you need to go and see the counselor, you need to see the MP, or you need to see some somebody that's going to help you. Have you ever tried just asking one? Have you? Try it. But don't come to me and say it failed because you are weak.
Allah!
Your weakness does not mean my words don't mean. When we bought this place, it was tough, didn't have no money. Didn't have no money. And then people that are indoctrinated, they say, you know, such and such is a rich man, go to him. He'll give you so much, you know, he's given others before. And I say, no, 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 no. And then, no, you know, you need to go. And people around you put so much pressure on you. Sometimes, you know, the need and the surrounding and the environment just makes you buckle. And then you only live to regret it. Go to this person, he's a filthy rich man. Say, oh, you know, we have a property, we're making a masjid and a madrasa and this and that. And he just turns around and insults you in your face. And you leave there without a penny. How do you think it's going to make you feel? You know why that happens? It happens because you depended on another creature. And I'll only blame some people around me for that. I don't look at Maulana Barari, he didn't mention that to me. Some other brothers were. And Maulana knows about it. He also knows which person I went to, whom I went with. Oh, he's rich, he'll give you some money. I went to Leicester to see Maulana Muhammad. So he introduced me to someone in Leicester. Good guy. So Maulana introduced me to him and him to me, and Maulana told him, you know, that they're doing a... said, yeah. He took out a checkbook, wrote a check for 50,000 and he gave it to me. He said, I want it back in 3 months. I was reluctant. I said, how am I going to do this? 50,000 in 3 months? Are you crazy? I said, chalo, inshallah. Arey ban karke baithna. Majlis ko kharab karna hai. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So, say 3 months. I reluctantly took that. First, we deposited the money. I said, nobody's going to use that money yet. I thought I'll just hang on to it for 3 months and then give it back. Unfortunately, we had to use it. Or fortunately, whichever way you look at it. We had to use it, so we used it. From the time this brother gave the check, 1.5 months, I took a check back to him in 1.5 months. I said, here. He was so I went, I said, Maulana, I'm coming. We're going to pay this brother back. He said, what? He says, you've got 3 months. I said, yeah, I got it. So then he called the brother. I sat with him. I gave him the check. You know what he said to me? He said to me that you are the first alim that has proved other ulama wrong. Because ulama never pay back on time. They never return the loan on time. You are the first person, and you have removed that black mark of the ulama. But I didn't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the provider. So when you have to rely on Allah, you totally have to. After that, I said, no counselor, no MP, no nothing. Then you can ask brothers here, we did it. No, we didn't do it. Who did it?
Allah.
Who?
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 Allah.
I hope you learned a lesson. Who?
Allah.
Too late. You should be so connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the slightest inclination of being mentioned, you explode. What do you know? Even I don't know. Just waking you up, make sure you're listening. Are you awake?
Yes.
You sure? Adhani Shamsul Haq to itni lambi soya, itni lambi soya, itni lambi soya. Fajr bhi mere khayal mein isne misar mein padi. Ishaq ibn Abbad al-Basri was asleep when he saw in his dream someone saying to him, help the troubled one. He awoke and asked if there was any needy person amongst his neighbors. They said, we do not know. He then slept, and he came a second and third time saying, are you sleeping when you have not yet helped the troubled one? He got up and took 300 dirhams with him. He mounted his mule and left for Basra until he stopped at the door of the masjid where funeral prayers were being offered. He entered the masjid and there was a man praying. When he noticed him, he moved closer to him and said, slave of Allah, at this hour in this place, what is your need? He replied, I had a capital of 100 dirhams, but I lost it and was forced to take a debt of 300 dirhams. Ishaq took out the dirhams and said, this is 300 dirhams. Take it. He took them, and then Ishaq said, do you recognize me? He responded, no. He said, I am Ishaq ibn Abbad. If you are ever afflicted with a calamity, come to me. I live in such and such place, he told him. May Allah have mercy on you. But if a calamity were to befall us, we will take refuge with the one who brought you out at this hour to us. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills your debt. What do? You go to the masjid and you beseech the only one. How diluted is now our iman? How diluted is our iman? People come to me, brothers, sisters, they'll ask me, I need this, I need that. I say, inshallah. Oh, then I get a call. Oh, it's happened. Subhanallah. Who thought it's not going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it happen. But you just have to be, you have to show your dependence to Allah, your need to Allah. Abdurrahman ibn Zayd ibn Aslam said, one morning my mother said to my father, by Allah, there is nothing in this house that a living thing can eat. So he stood up, performed ablution on his, put on his clothes, and then prayed in his home. Then my mother turned to me and said, your father does nothing more than what you see. So you go out to find food. So I set out, and the thought of a friend of ours who sold dates crossed my mind. So I went to his shop to see him. When he saw me, he called out to me and took me to his home and fed me. He then took out a bag with 30 dinars for me from himself without me mentioning a thing about our situation, and he said, "Pass greetings on to your father and tell him that we have kept a portion of everything for him in our shop, and this is his share." Now, so many instances like this, so many. Shaqiq al-Balkhi is reported to have said, "I was sitting in my house when my wife said to me, 'Look at the hunger of these children. It is not lawful for you to make them carry a burden they cannot bear.' So I performed ablution. Then the thought of a friend crossed my mind. He used to make me swear that I would inform him if I ever had a need and that I would not conceal it from him. So I left the house to go see him by the masjid, I remembered a narration of Abu Ja'far, 'Whoever has a need with creation should first take it to Allah.' Thus I entered the masjid and offered 2 units of prayer. When I was in the sitting position, sleep overcame me. I saw in my dream someone saying to me, 'Shaqiq, you turn the slaves to Allah, but you yourself forget him.' I awoke and realized that this was a warning that my Lord brought to my attention. So I stayed in the masjid until I had read the Isha prayer. When I went home, I found the one whom I had intended to visit. Allah motivated his heart, and by his hand, Allah bestowed my family with what they needed." Firstly, it doesn't even cross our mind that we should do 2 rakats. If I'm not mistaken, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned an incident of this traveler. He was traveling on a donkey and the donkey died. He put his chadar down, he did 2 rakats, and he said, "Ya Allah, I don't have anything as a means of conveyance. What am I going to do now? If you've taken the life of this donkey, you can return the life of his donkey." The donkey became alive. Have you tried it? Develop your yaqeen first, your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Then see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interacts with you. Why do you think we're spending all this time in the masjid talking about these things? Be mindful. La'allakum tattaqun. What? How much have you learned? What's today, day 8, 9? Have you learned something yet? It is related that Ibrahim ibn Adham, such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim ibn Adham, left to go on an expedition with his companions. They agreed to share the expenses. Each placed a dinar in the pot. Ibrahim did not have a dinar, so he pondered about which of his brothers he should ask for a loan. But then he came to his senses and wept, saying, "Oh, how shameful I seek from the slaves leaving their Lord. Who says, 'Who is more rightful of being asked, me or my slaves?' So he performed ablution, prayed, and fell into prostration, saying, 'Oh, my Lord, you know what I have done. It was a mistake born out of my ignorance. If you punish me because of it, then I deserve it. And if you pardon me, then you have the right to do so. You know of my need, so fulfill it by your mercy.' He then lifted his head, and there before him was approximately 400 dinar. He took 1 dinar from it and went his way." And went on his way. Now, if you had 400 dinar in front of you, you would have taken the lot and left one behind. No, he took what he needed, that's it. Why? Because he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling his need. What was his need? One dinar. But what's wrong with me and you? We are greedy. We are what?
Greedy.
We are what?
Greedy.
Really? Are we? Yes, we are. There's no question about it. If someone gives you £1, £2, why don't you give me more? Go to this person, you know, he'll give you so much money. You go to that person, we're doing a masjid, can you give us some, you know, we have some expectation. I can give you £100. Really? You come away with a small face. Disappointment. Because you asked someone else. People always encourage you. You know, go to him, go to him, go to him, go to such and such. It is related that Asbagh ibn Zayd said, once me and my family had nothing to eat for 3 days. My younger daughter came out to me and said, Father, I am hungry. So I came to the basin, performed ablution, and offered 2 units of prayer. I was inspired with a supplication at the end of which I begged, O Allah, grant me sustenance from you. Do not give anyone the opportunity to have a favor over me, and do not hold me responsible for it in the hereafter. By your mercy, O most merciful of those who show mercy. I then returned home, and my eldest daughter stood to meet me and said, Father, my uncle came a while ago with this bag of dirhams, a porter carrying flour and another carrying different products from the market. And he said, pass greetings to my brother and tell him that if he ever needs anything, to supplicate with his prayer, and his need will be fulfilled. You know, you have to go hungry for a few days. You have to go hungry for a few days. You don't eat for one day and you say, I'm hungry. Ya Allah, fulfill my need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالْجُوعِ. What is ju'? Hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you. He will test you with your iman. When he tests you with your iman, then you can taste your iman. When he tests you for your iman, with your iman, to see how your iman is, then you will taste your iman. What? You're awake? You know, you're still asleep. You didn't understand. Have you tasted your iman yet? Can you taste your iman? Of course you can. Ask the ulama. They sat here. Ask Qari Sahib. He'll tell you. Hadith on that. No? What's the hadith? Jaldi? So, what, you want an answer? From what? The Quran Kareem gives you the answer. The Hadith gives you the answer. You don't need me to give an answer. I'm looking here and the answer comes right from the back. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works, no? Sometimes you look in the front, but the answer is at the back. Are you seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala work here? You don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala working here? Allah is working, no? How hard is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala working for me and you? Are you understanding me or you're not? You're lost, Bilal. No? Good. Aswag said, "By Allah, I have never had a brother and I do not know the one who said this, but Allah has power over all things. Hakam ibn Musa is reported to have said, 'One morning my wife said to me, we have no flour, no bread. So I went out with no ability to do anything and supplicated in the street. O Allah, you know that I know that you know that I have no flour, no bread, and no dirhams, so bring us that.' A man then met me and said, 'Do you want bread or flour?' I told him either of them. Then I walked on for the whole day trying. But I had no ability to do anything. So I returned home and my wife brought out an abundance of bread and meat. I asked, 'Where did you get this?' She said, 'The one you turned to.' And I was speechless." Auza'i said, "I saw a man in Tawaf holding on to the drapes of the Kaaba saying, 'O my Lord, I am needy as you can see. My children have gone mad as you can see. And my camel has become weak as you can see. What do you see, O one who sees but is not seen?'" Wow. Sleeping. Kulluhum na'imun. "I saw a man in Tawaf holding on to the drapes of the Kaaba, saying, 'O my Lord, I am needy, as you can see. My children have gone mad, as you can see. And my camel has become weak, as you can see. What do you see, O one who sees but is not seen?'" Suddenly someone called out behind him, Asim, go to your uncle. He has passed away in Taif and has left behind 1,000 sheep, 300 camels, 400 dinars, 4 slaves, and 3 Yemeni swords. Go and claim them, for he has no other heir besides you." I said, "Asim, the one you called on is close to you." He said, "Oh, so and so, have you not heard his words? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي قَرِيبٌ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my slave asks about me, I am near." Stories and narrations of this kind are numerous, and mentioning them would prove lengthy. Very true. We can talk about this subject all day and bring out one story. I'm reading, but there's other stories coming to my mind. Stories and narrations of this kind are numerous, and mentioning them would prove lengthy. But they can be found in the books, such as, and there's a list of names of books. Sheikh Abu al-Faraj relates in Tariq al-Kabir, with a chain of narration from Hassan ibn Sufyan al-Fasawi, that he was staying in Egypt with a group of companions writing hadith when they became impoverished. They sold whatever they had until nothing remained for them to sell. They stayed hungry for 3 days, not finding anything to eat. And on the 4th day, they decided to ask because of their desperate need. They cast lots to decide who from them would ask, and the lot fell on Hassan ibn Sufyan, who says, "I was bewildered and startled, and myself did not allow me to ask. I diverted to a prayer room in the masjid, prayed 2 long units, and supplicated to Allah to remove the calamity and bring deliverance. I had not yet finished the prayer when a man entered the masjid with a slave who had a handkerchief in his hand. He said, 'Which one of you is Hassan ibn Sufyan?' I lifted my head from prostration and said, 'I am.' He then said that the Amir ibn Tulun extends his greetings and salutations to you and apologizes for his heedlessness in tending to your situation and his failure to uphold your rights. He has sent you what should suffice as expenditure for the time being. He is going to visit you tomorrow to apologize to you personally. These were rulers, not all of them, but some of them were so conscientious as a ruler, as a leader. They were so thoughtful. He placed in front of each of us a bag of 100 dinars. We were amazed by this, so we asked, why was he there? He said that while he was sleeping, he saw a rider in the air saying to him, get up and go to Hassan ibn Sufyan and his companions. They have been hungry for 3 days in such and such masjid. He asked the rider, who are you? And he replied, I am Ridwan, the gatekeeper of paradise. Wo bhi bande bhi aise magar ruler bhi aise. The subjects are a reflection of the ruler. The ruler is a subject, is a reflection of the subjects. And today's subjects are me and you. Useless. So then we have rulers like MBS, like Erdogan, who is absolutely useless, he's a munafik. I used to rate him, I used to think he's good. The man is a hypocrite. The leader of Jordan is a hypocrite. How many hypocrites are we surrounded by? Well, whose fault is it? It goes down the ladder. Right down to us, we the layman are to blame, because we are like that. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposes, the word is musallat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does musallat of these people over us, because that's who you befit. Hassan said, so we thanked Allah and tended to our business. We left Egypt swiftly that night, fearing that the Amir would visit us and then people would come to know of our secret, propelling us into recognition and acclamation, which would surely lead to ostentation and fame. So even that they were afraid of, that people will find out our dua was accepted, the Amir has come to us. So let us leave now and go. We don't want people to recognize us. How mindful were people? How conscientious were people? How wary were people? You follow me? The aforementioned is also related with the chain of narration from Muhammad ibn Harun al-Ruyani, that he was with Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi, Muhammad ibn Alawiya al-Warraq, and Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Khuzaymah, and he mentioned a similar story wherein the persons who prayed and supplicated was ibn Khuzaymah. Yet another chain of narration is mentioned wherein the four were Muhammad ibn Jarir, Muhammad ibn Nasr, Muhammad ibn Khuzaymah, and Muhammad ibn Harun. Alhamdulillah, that chapter has come to an end. The next chapter, when you seek assistance, seek it from Allah. When you seek assistance, seek it from Allah. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. Subhanallah. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits, we shall continue tomorrow. Inshallah. So, what were we discussing? Why is silence such a strange concept to us? A brother penned down something which I've kind of, I should have brought it with me so I could read it to you, but inshallah, if I remember, I shall bring it tomorrow and read it to you. But alhamdulillah, this brother hit the nail on the head, which I was working to over the next few days, because I have to lengthen what I'm going. If I run out of something to say, then next day you'll just sit there looking at my face and I'm not saying anything. And you people are used and accustomed to that. Which of our pious predecessors said that if you don't benefit from my silence, what are you going to benefit from my words? Hazrat Khaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Alayh, the Sheikh of Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Alayh. And their meeting also was ajib. Sheikh is looking for a murid, murid is looking for a Sheikh. So they met. And it's love at first sight. You understand that. So what are we discussing? So explain to me, where this word void, where does it come from? Why is this word void being used among the millionaires? Because they are devoid of a lot of things. Where? Is there something... Where, Mahfuz? Where the, answer my question. Where does this... there's no explanation. They just conjured up something to use as a word to make... To feel sorry for themselves. I have a void. Is that what they say? I have a void. What's a void? I remember Qari Sahib was here 2-3 Ramzans ago and I told him recite, and he recited some ayats. Oh, inshallah, I can remember every time you come what you read. One of Ikhafi's Sur, Fasa Ekaman Fis Samawati Wal Ard. Carry on. Then? No, so where does it lead to? Everything will be destroyed. And then? Yeah. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Asabi hota hai. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ You read that. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Then one of Ikhafi's Sur. But then in this instance, what happens? And then where is it? I'm providing you the answer now. لله الواحد القهار اس سے پہلے کیا ہے لمن الملك اليوم that's your answer so what happens on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his decree will order to the angel one of Ikhafi's Sur everything will be destroyed there is a trumpet he's holding up awaiting the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the day of the time of the creation before me and you were created. The jinn kind lived on this planet before me and you did, for so many thousands of years, even before that. So from the beginning of time, so the angel is waiting, and then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the order, everything will be destroyed. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even give death to all the angels and everything, so much so that the angel of death will be put to death. And then there will be nothing. There will be a void. Will there be a void? No. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will claim, لَمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. So where is he? Where is your jugular vein? He's closer to you than your, even your heartbeat. You, when your heart beats, Allah, 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 you think Allah is in my heart. No, he's even more closer than that. Are you sensitive? Let's put everything now in the last one or two days, over the last 10 days we've been discussing. We're going to put it all in a pot. And let's see how it boils. They don't understand what I talk about. Do they understand? We shall continue with that, inshallah. So now you can think about the void. There is no void. It's you, you've created a void. You're looking for something and the excuse that you're making is there's a void. It's an excuse, there is no void. This father says to his godson, he says, give them a chicken each. He says, go and zubar it where nobody can see. One goes behind the tree, one who goes there, one hides himself and does the zubar of the chicken. Father, I did it. One goes, he's looking here, he's looking there, he says, I can't zubar. Why can't you zubar this chicken? Oh, because there's one that's always watching me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amen. Consistently, constantly, all the time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه دعوة القائمة والصلاة النافئة صل على محمد وارض عني وذا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا قومه ورسولا أن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك ما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك ما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم جل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله طيبات والصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار آمين التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني آمين التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله صلوات لله زكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التهيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التهيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التهيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
So what we have been discussing, and while I was talking to you, one of the sisters, she sent me a message, a text. I'll read it to you so I can share it with you. She says, Azaji, just a couple of days ago I was in trouble where I would have been embarrassed and let down someone very dear to me. I decided to ask only Allah to save me from this through dua, istighfar and durood. Subhanallah, after what seemed like a very long, uneasy day, all was resolved by my Allah. So she's listening at home, so she decided to share this experience she had just a few days ago.